Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Unless AJ's thinking the opposite. Right? All right, so heavy on the AJ thing today for all the obvious reasons, but let's also mix in a little bit of baseball. So the big one today and over the next couple of days is the Dodgers and the Reds. But, James, let's kick it off and just go through the four series quick with the first one. Four games today. Tell everybody what we're looking at.
Yes, the first one is the Guardians versus the Tigers. So that one, you know, interesting because the Guardians came back from 15 and a half down to take the division. Tigers still make the playoffs, but the games are in Cleveland. So the Guardians did win the division. So not too much past that for
yeah,
folks here.
Sure.
Cubs, Padres, obviously interesting because theoretically could be the team you face in the NLCS if you get there.
Yeah.
Get a feel for both those clubs. Padres made a ton of moves at the deadline. They're very talented, but haven't lived up to it. The Cubs won like 93 games or something like that this year, but have just kind of always been below the Brewers and not really thought of as a threat, but, you know, a talented team. Red Sox, Yankees, you know, is the primetime series for all 3 days, obviously.
That was one of those throat clears.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad, though.
So Red Sox, Yankees, first round.
Oh, buddy. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, in New
York. And I'm guessing they haven't played since 04?
No. They've played, I think so, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't remember them playing since 04.
It's only time I've ever been to a Yankees-Red Sox playoff game was in Fenway.
Was it 03 or 04?
When Zimmer went after Pedro.
So that one, I think,
that wasn't a playoff game, was it?
It was definitely a playoff game.
I believe you. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, because I went up. Brazier said, you want to go to a Yankees, Red Sox playoff game.
Okay.
I go, yeah, of course I did.
It was an all-time moment in baseball history.
It was I think that was when the two guys fell into the bullpen.
Well, there was a fight out there. There was a few things going on. There
they
was a couple
off
plunkings.
Beer sales in the fifth inning there.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, it's like you feel, there was a guy behind me with a Yankees hat on, and they were Yankees.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should probably take the hat off.
Yeah. No, like, I was really, listen, what was going on in 03 and 04 is about as intense as I can. I mean, one of the most intense things was Colorado Avalanche and the Red Wings like 25 years ago. But that Yankees Red Sox, I remember Affleck and
Damon.
J-Lo. Well, yeah, but they'd be together.
Oh, round one.
And then
yeah.
Damon would be there sometimes.
The first one.
Matt
the first
Damon.
Time.
All right, so James, I think I'm right? They haven't played since 04.
No, it looks like they played in 18.
Oh, okay. 2018. Fair enough. All right, so that's the third series. And then really set up the fourth one, because this matters from our standpoint. The Phillies will play the winner of this next one.
Yeah, so Reds-Dodgers in L.A. Obviously, the Dodgers a heavy favorite in that series. A much more talented
team. Not if they get to
team.
The bullpen. We need them to get to the bullpen.
Yeah, no, for sure. But, you know, they got, like I said before, the Reds don't have a hitter above 270. They don't have a hitter with 25 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
They didn't really grab the playoff spot. I said it before, but in the last 51 games of the season, the Reds went 25-26.
The
Mets were so bad.
Right.
The thing the Reds have going for them is they have it's unbelievable, right? It really is. Like with the Guardians and the Tigers, the Guardians won like, you know, 17 of their last 20 to take it, you know?
Yeah. They seized it.
So we all know about the Dodgers. Very talented. They've got Snell going. They've got Yamamoto. They've got Otani. They got Glasnow if they need it. They got pitching, hitting.
Disgusting.
But the
so
Reds.
Much.
The chance the Reds have is that they have elite starting pitching. Hunter Green, the guy who's going to go in game one, is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Andrew Abbott, we saw him a few times with the Phillies. He crushed us this year. Lefty. They got Nick Lodolo, who got hurt in his last start, but very talented. They get talented starting pitching, so...
Isn't there one of those guys we can throw?
We got to hope the Reds' talented starting pitching somehow creates an upset situation, and those talented starting pitchers who just pitched can't pitch against us right away.
So I'm figuring that out. So I guess the pitcher that pitches today could pitch, would pitch game two against the Phillies. Because you wouldn't pitch on Saturday, but you would pitch on Monday. Very odd that the Phillies will be off on Sunday.
So yeah, but that's what allows them to set their pitching up that they wouldn't need the four start till the NLCS. Right. So it's every other year they do that, apparently. Last year, the AL had the off day after the first day. Yeah. This year, it's NL.
So who you see in game one tonight of the Dodgers-Red Series, I would think likely will pitch game two.
So Blake Snell, I believe, is starting for the Dodgers tonight.
He's been so good, right?
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah. All right, check it out. That's a late game tonight, 9 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, let's also listen to Nick Sirianni. So we had Sirianni on the program about an hour ago, and obviously we talked a lot about the A.J. Brown situation. Let's listen to one of his answers on A.J. How concerned, Nick, are you about the A.J. Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. You know, we all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here, and we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it. And we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if we were in this locker room and we're like, hey, we're 4-0 and being satisfied. I think you're seeing from the entire team. No, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're seeing from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football, as you're working your way up to get better, right? There's not, like, I've seen a lot of teams, you know, peak too early, and our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players, and we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves, and we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
I'll tell you this. I thought Barry Sanders had moves. I mean, he was asked a question about A.J. Brown, spent about 4 seconds on it,
yes,
and then talked for a minute about a totally different topic.
I'm not concerned.
I mean, it's...
redirect let me and say, then
let
discuss.
Let me say this. In a Pinocchio world, I think his nose get a little bigger by the second. I mean, that was...
I'm not concerned.
But you know what? Wise for him to try to defuse, but like, come on.
I'm not concerned.
Yeah. Let's go to Juice right now in South Philly. Juice, I'm guessing you're a little bit more concerned than the coach says he is.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, Juice? Hey, buddy.
What's up? Good morning. All right. So, real quick. One, I'm kind of concerned about AJ, but I'm a little differently concerned. So, I keep listening, and I hear – like Jaw say that he's not getting open, and I respect what Elliot's saying, but also Jason Avant, like you played a clip yesterday. They had a lot to say about AJ, and so how many times can you injure your ankle before you lose a step?
It's possible.
That's
possible.
Yeah, I understand AJ wants the ball, but we all know we call him. He's called risk adverse for a reason.
I think
Jason's not just going to throw the ball into an area just for AJ.
I agree with you.
But at Sunday. The same time, when he's running downfield, like Joel said, you have to give him that window to open to throw it into between you and the sideline. You can't just run the sideline. Of course he's going to throw it out of bounds. It's the only place he could throw it without taking the chance of it getting intercepted.
Jalen was protecting the football, in my opinion. When I watched that tape, especially in the second half, that the Tampa defense was doing – they were doing things differently in the second half that made it harder on Jalen, that sped up his clock in his head.
They put a spy on him, didn't they, John?
They were doing what looked like blitzes, and then they were dropping out at the last second. So they were called –
they call it like a simulated blitz, simulated pressures. And this is something that gave us problems a couple years ago. Remember when Bill Belichick started the season with these simulated looks where it looks like you got a, like six guys milling around up at the line of scrimmage, and then you drop a couple of them out and it really is just a four-man rush. But Jalen is accelerated in his process. That's what's getting us in trouble.
And confuses linemen too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It confuses everyone because the linemen are trying to figure out, trying to sort out who do I have, who do I have, who do I have. And then it's not even a blitz, but you still got to block these guys solid head up. And they've got their rushes. They're doing their things. They're doing their stunts. And we've not done a good job of picking any of that stuff up.
Yep, I agree. All right, Juice, listen, we'll be all eyes to see if the premise holds what you're saying. I mean, it is possible. It is possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That AJ is diminished, and if that's the case, that would be a different problem.
I also think that Jalen got hurt on that hit because after that hit is when he went 0-for-8 the rest of the game.
He might have,
and he was pretty much accurate and on point.
How did they not check him on that?
Maybe he was just more conservative after that. Hit.
Maybe, but it was a big hit. All right, Juice, I need an answer from you, buddy. What is a great catchphrase for an event or a thing?
So I thought I had the winner, but somebody took it. But I think I have another good one. How about Malice in the Palace?
Oh, it's the other one I was waiting for. That's big.
I love that one.
Was that said?
No.
No.
Nope.
We said it.
That's a great answer.
We were talking before the show.
That could win.
What a great answer.
That's a big one. By the way, another pretty good one. I'll just put it out there because my buddy from the Alabama trip just texted me a few minutes ago. What happens in Bama stays in Bama.
Well, clearly not.
The Vegas one. Yeah, the Vegas one is good. Now, trust me, Ray, there's a lot I did not tell you. No,
did someone take Bedlam at the bank yet?
Yes.
That was given? Okay, good.
I got six down as potential winners that have been said. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is a good answer. Like that's, and that would be representative
it's
of
a trip.
Kind of
a phrase, though, it more is. Than a thing, you know?
It is. I guess it's like
it was a
trip
hell of
to
a
Vegas.
Marketing tool.
That's the thing. But I know what you mean, James. It's, yeah. I agree with you on that, Ray.
Yeah,
whoever came up with
that
it.
One.
All right, with that said, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question of the Eagles and what's been our main topic today, A.J. Brown. And this specific question, do you worry that this may be A.J. Brown's last season with the Eagles, yes or no? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
70% say no.
56 say no. Hmm. So 44 have it in their mind that it might be. Doesn't say that it will be, but might be. I think the 56%, little foolish. I think for 56% of people to say you don't worry that it may be his last season.
Yeah, you have to at least think about it.
I mean, this is, you know, this is something now. This is not nothing. All right, other poll question. Phils, they're going to play one intra-squad game. We asked you how many do you think they should play? So the winning answer, John, is 0, 1, 2, or 3. Which one?
I'm going to guess 2.
It is. 46% say play 2. 35% say 1. 14% say 3.
What a...
And
Ernie Banks wins the poll.
The three.
Fernie, 5% say 0. You're right, James. Ernie Banks. Look, I would have played three, man.
Zero sounds foolish, but three is even more foolish. You're gonna wear these guys down to a nub before it even starts.
They've played 162.
You're going to have them play three games in a row right before the postseason starts?
Not right before. Get that off day on Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to tell Rob Thompson tomorrow, he totally screwed this up. Only playing one.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Interest game. Now, we'll talk to Topper tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I am glad that they're doing one game
like
instead of none.
I like that they're practicing with the interest squad. I do think that's important. And, you know, one or two is the right amount.
So you're going to put eyes on that game, my man? You sneak down
there?
Yeah,
I am going to be there, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I knew it was available. I was joking around. They are making it open to the media.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're making it open to fans, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to charity, I believe. Yep.
Cool.
$10.
$10.
$10, yep.
$10, you get to
And the... only the lower bowl, I believe, is open.
Okay. Yeah.
So they make it, you know, more cozy.
This sounds great.
Yeah, it's just going to get more.
Yeah.
I mean, good chance to get a foul ball.
Yeah. Oh, right? I'll say. one of my lifelong goals.
Don't steal it from a child, John. Don't steal it from a child.
I know. I'll have to be careful.
If I go, I'm going to go and yell at the ump all game. Because why not? You know, just who's going to
be
the
hopefully
ump?
Hopefully their volunteer umps are better than our volunteer umps.
There we go.
Dude, you're not kidding. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All righty. Thank you, Andy Reid. And by the way, credit to Andy Reid and the Chiefs. They've won two in a row. I still have doubts about them, but clearly that was a big win over Baltimore. And freaking Lamar
getting hurt.
Lamar getting hurt cost me my freaking playoff.
Oh, no.
Not
fantasy.
Playoff fantasy. I would have won. I lost by 2 points because he was out third quarter. So nonsense. Baltimore's in trouble if Lamar can't answer the bell for a couple weeks. If not, I think they still make the playoffs.
Baltimore's in trouble anyway. They can't stop anybody.
No. Yeah,
Holy cow, their defense is horrendous.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
That's Baltimore.
No,
dude,
I know.
Their defense is horrendous.
It is bad, really bad. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
We're starting to say that A.J. Brown is starting to diminish. I don't understand why we just can't admit that Jalen Hurts is not that good of a quarterback. The most passing touchdowns he ever had in the season was 23. He's inaccurate on long deep balls. He's hesitant, and he's too conservative because he had trouble with turnovers in the past. I don't understand now we're blaming A.J. Brown when this comes down to the quarterback.
I think part of it comes to the quarterback, but I actually think you're overstating it. In 23. And I think his assessment of Jalen's deep
ball. To start the season.
Well, no, near the end. I think his assessment of Jalen's deep ball is unfair. I think Jalen actually throws an outstanding deep ball.
I think he was intentionally throwing it out of bounds
in this
game against Tampa. Yeah. I believe that.
But I will say,
do you know how hard it is to listen to you guys rationalize the whining and crying of a multimillionaire who has the privilege of playing professional football? Stop already.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The human emotion's still part of it. I know you can say, well, he's got the millions and most of us don't, right? I get that. But, you know, it's a very competitive game. And
he wants to do everything he can to help his team win while also accumulating massive stats for himself.
And
sometimes that's hard to balance.
Yeah, I don't think you can take the human emotion out of it, even if you have all the money in the world.
What a shocker. A.J. Brown's unhappy about not getting the ball enough. Been there, done that, handled it, excelled, and won. What are we going to learn not to get our panties in a bunch over this, okay? He's not demanding money. He's not demanding a trade. He wants to perform. Who can blame him? He'll handle it. Relax.
It depends. It depends. Listen, we got to follow the bouncing ball.
You know what?
I'm not sure yet.
When you watch that tape and you watch the way that they were playing him, Jason Avant talked about how they played him like he wasn't going to run past them.
Yep.
They were playing inside, you know, head up to inside because they know he's going to try to run slants. Just run a slant and go. We're going to run a slant and go. It's going to be a touchdown. All we got to do is open it up with a few of those. Then the run game starts to work. Like, we haven't set this offense into motion yet.
I don't have a problem with all the A.J. Brown talk because what he did on social media was reckless, irresponsible, and immature. What I have a problem with is all the trade talk from people on the station and crumb bums like Colin Cowherd. From someone like Howie that's a cat magician, he would never make an irresponsible decision to trade him away with the dead cap implications.
Well, yeah, I told you earlier, I don't believe that's going to happen this season. I do think it could happen after the season. That's why our Twitter poll wasn't, are you concerned AJ might get traded this year? It's, are you concerned he might not be on the team next year? So you can take that talking point, sir.
Did he call you a crumb bum?
To someone else. I don't know. I was a little offended.
I think that was straight up crumb bum accusation in your face.
Rhea, did Rizzo create the term crumb
bum?
What a great
term. You know, my dad was on his detail. So I heard many, many stories. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, boy. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I remember being in the Whiskey Tango, Northeast Philadelphia, about 25 years ago. Me and my buddy out there looking for the ladies who are the good-looking gals in Northeast Philly. And somehow
you find them?
There's a point here. What we did find is somehow we stumbled into a conversation with Frank Rizzo's grandson.
No. How about that?
And me and my buddy were like, you know what? Forget the ladies for the next couple hours. Let's just talk to Frank Rizzo's grandson.
Sure.
All right, we got to quickly turn to, and by the way, the Whiskey Tango, if you know, you know. All right, I'm just going to put that out there. Whiskey Tango, there's a lot going on.
I don't understand. If you know what?
What happens in the Whiskey Tango stays in the Whiskey Tango. Rhea, were you ever there?
No, but you have to understand, for someone from Southwest Philadelphia, the Northeast is like going to Ohio. It really is. Like, I mean, you're like, how do we get there? What do we do? You know, it's an hour.
Oh, it was great. All right, we got to quickly turn to, we're looking for one or two final answers for a catch phrase for an event or a thing. We're moving really, really fast here. Scott, I need an answer from you. You can win John Legend tickets. What do you got?
The play was over 50 years ago, and you could still see it in your mind's eye. The Immaculate Reception.
All right, so that would be for a play, which would be a thing.
Yeah.
It is a big answer. All right, let's get to Gary. Gary, I need an answer quickly.
How about the Broad Street Bullies?
That was mine.
Broad Street Bullies. Okay, so the Broad Street Bullies would be a team, which is a thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, that was my Philly one that I was waiting
for. All right, Broad Street Bullies is a great answer. So I think we've got 8 or 9 here now. So we've got The Rumble in the Jungle, Catholics versus Convicts, The Greatest Show on Earth, not Turf, going back to P.T. Barnum, Bedlam at the Bank, The Body Bag Game, Malice at the Palace, Immaculate Reception, Broad Street Bullies. Richie, talk to me.
I like the Catholics versus Convicts a lot.
It's a great one. James?
Broad Street Bullies is my winner.
Okay, Rhea?
John, I had the T-shirt. Catholics versus the Convicts.
Wow.
So I am definitely going for that one.
So if I'm choosing between those two, and I will bring it home with those two, I thought Catholics versus Convicts was an unbelievable match.
Wow. Broad Street Bullies getting disrespected on this show.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I actually thought the Body Bag Game should have won, but I was choosing between the two that had votes at that point. Congrats to Ken with the answer. Congrats to Daryl. With the answer of Catholics versus Convicts, Daryl, you have won the John Legend tickets. Hey, have a great rest of the day. We'll give away more John Legend tickets tomorrow and crank it up again. Playoffs later on tonight. We'll be watching later on today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.